Ten treir jit nish de ho tayach der clash o Claire Nigale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this program, Claire Nigale, in two languages, in the English language as Sir Hilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Sir Hilg, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dutrish. William Gell has lamented the demise of Thomas Gibson's shipbuilding enterprise in Ramsey, and he feels that the tourist industry served by the Moorach Park isn't really a substitute. But then he celebrates a new industry in the form of salt. To Skeelan, ons Chaglam na Brerach and Grim, Domenic, chit der and dera fech, shira acht and the choran droch er pech en yachelia. As the Skeel show, Michion na tri denia bega sa cheil, she lias for to ginu droch elo rish a lias ninek. The first song here is written by Katie Moss in 1911, after she'd visited Helston in Cornwall for Flora Day, which was on the 8th of May. She was a singer and played piano and violin. Here the voice is that of Cornish singer Benjamin Luxon. He was born in Redruth. Tashu geishach rish Radio Banning stashun and ashun viskul er skelia mach by Dulish, Ellen Banning.
As I walked home on a summer night when stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights' glare, into that sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Home from afar in a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance, on the calm it came floating down. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, far away as in a trance. I heard the sound of the floral dance, and soon I heard such a busting and prancing, and then I saw the whole village was dancing. In and out of the houses they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, in that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl on the waist and hurried her off with tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the formal dance. Standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish town. When suddenly, hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain. With outstretched arms I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, while a fiddle and all came dancing. the cutest town of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone, fiddle, big bass drum, bassoon, flute and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. Dancing here, prancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and round the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance!
Katie Moss's 1911 composition, with her words set to an elaboration of the traditional tune played by Helston Town Band for Flora Day, the Helston Town Band, which doesn't feature fiddle, cello, and I don't think it features clarinets either, so rather a creation of Katie Moss's imagination there. On piano, we heard David Willison, who was the accompanist for over 30 years of Cornish baritone Benjamin Luxon, and in fact they were recorded there in Sunnostal. William Gale celebrates the arrival of an industry in the north of the island to produce salt in his 1906 poem, Man in Baked Bean, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man. After industrial decline, with the great days of Thomas Gibson's Ramsey Shipyard behind it, Gale observes that, with Manin's industries at fault, Earth executes a demi-bolt and starts the course afresh with salt. May this newcomer thrive amain, and rouse these who have dormant lain, like Phoenix, into life again. A mining and civil engineer from Glasgow, John Todd, had made test borings at the Point of Ayre in 1892, looking for a possible coal seam, but had found instead an underground reservoir of brine. He carried out analysis and found it was of a purity that could be used, and he sought the necessary permissions to lay pipelines so that the brine could be brought from beneath the Point of Ayre into a salt works developed in Ramsey, and the site he identified for that was the shipyard. Tan Liaspor a chor Lias Ninek, Cormui Goon as Peber, as the whole max a hail onsen Goon Shaw, gae the belly ons main a yaura, de gedden suen taluen er a sond he grey. Tan Nin grey ne bel suen taluen a gedden se yaura, de bel an talu riojic, as de bel a snyachta, kudacha de chulio ni. Tae grae de vele chafuur chao mui, de vel ennal chit de be riojic, as de gin a ghea shege through de ghoon as peba, as de gin jill grae pe by an dreamac. Tan lias voir corri ris on Lord Nayak, as de corori gulls, ne vele de hit back gin basket de huan taluan. Hugel lias voir de nien, mir beg de aran cry as dirty, be shen de lur dutte e fine lay. Is there any smunion rehin? San shigris, beish, riojic, na erna liedega best chow mui, as a ginnum fagany rish arach. Maso hai a nien de bialach, huggy mui, a goon as peber, as hai rumbi lash a vascage. Irish singer and harp player Brona McVitie leads a quintet here called Roon in a song about the red-haired girl and Callion Rua.
Ruino galini mohalin rua.
The harp of Brona McGuitty from County Down, and she was one of the five voices of the group Rún that we heard, and the song An Cailín Rua, the red-haired girl. Van sneacht an a lai de chulliwall, fodders lien, as grau fochen de fyr agen. Te haist jaag se geel, honneki tai beg, les tri denje begge kikkel maach aas. Huggi le mai oru, as renni kronkel de fesach er an dorus. Hugga de mori, de gul stiach on, as henki stiach se chamer, as haist si seg chauan och de chiawi hin, as de ian an gilek. Dúrt na dénia bega, cúrdan pöt jé sén. Leis araltas dregarí, as vrissi a mér beg ek dáran ons défís, as huggi dáuan lé áran jé. Eis dúrtad, kira tau djinnu an sjó sa chéil ons rái sjó an jaura, sa gún beg tanna hed. Ó, dregarís, te orum gedan basket de húan ta lúan, as ganáidan dau gulda valian in vagúsh. Trefi a ní an aran nek, huggad jí skeib, as dintia jí de gul as de skeib ar súl a sneacht a vai doris na cúlia. Now, since the glory days of the iron-hulled vessels being launched in the 1860s, including famously the Euterpe, which went on to be renamed the Star of India and is now the core of the San Diego Maritime Museum in California and is the oldest sailing vessel in regular use, by the 1870s onwards the shipyard had fallen virtually into disuse. So John Todd set up the Manx Salt and Alkali Company Limited in 1902. There we are, just 4 years before William Gell's poem. The works in the shipyard site went into production in 1903 with 7 salt pans, and there was a smack called the Genie, which was employed full-time in bringing the coal for the fires, used to evaporate the liquid to leave the salt behind, and for then exporting the salt, with the shipyard quay forming an ideal base for the Genie's services. By 1911, the works were thriving, and its 2 tall chimneys were a notable feature of the Ramsey townscape. And over the years, extra vessels were needed to deal with all the requirements for import and export in and out of the salt works. Thank you. player of the Welsh triple harp, whose home is in Machynlleth. That's Ceres Habana, who says of herself that she mangles, mutates and transforms traditional music, as well as writing her own tunes. Stasiwn yn asiwn ty Radio Banning, a zon sio se Claire na gael fy sgol yr sgeli mach, mer yn pyn Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Rys siacht yn lwg dy Claire na gael sgol yr sgeli mach yn chyd chi'r sio ty record ys ti'r ychlasyn neg yn y deg y Radio Banning, i oris brw y craman eis rys, ys rai enn ym y Claire yn sien. De Claire na gael rwych eithaf nasty mor podcast nes trwy'r unedeg y Radio Fanning na trwy'r yn rhai chi ar y podcast ed Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. William Gell's wish that the salt industry would thrive was fulfilled in the early part of the 20th century, but there came a decline in the 1940s, and the end had come by 1956 when the Harbour Board bought the site and cleared away the equipment. And in March 1957, the two chimneys were demolished. Something that would have pleased William Gell, though, even with the demise of the salt works, was that shipbuilding again started in Ramsey. The underground reservoir of brine that was being tapped for the Ramsey salt works was near the Point of Ayr, and from there. Now, southward o'er the hills again, that's the Bride Hills that he noted on the way up, pass we by Andres's sacred fane, whose bell tower sweeps the northern plain of fertile lands from coast to coast. Archdeacons here, a goodly host, have ministered the strong outpost of Manin's church. From the 1500s, the Archdeacon of Man had been rector of Kirk Andres, but that historic link is now broken, of course. Trevying on Marty in the Shen, Shen the Grey Skaber and Snyachta, van a Dania beg a lord na mast oxen, Machon Lulies a good Ginnawer son. Erno drawi chamai as chabwech, drawi a rhine an aranak ekaru, as drawi an rhine an aran ekaru. Esh dort and hid air, higgy the vein a spwe, dach lay. Dort an affair, dach hir ti lord. Ni mir the air tushum mach as a beel. Dur the tras jow. Ni re chit as goily son of Enchesha Egger. Ether and dechre, when neen genu shen van a denya beggar, an inchji, as via glenna snyach the vai chow hulu jain tai beg. As cray tau shilton huri on shen. Suan tal duan brow avi, for ag and jerk dorache on sa snyachta. Eish les yawnus reni lina vasgid ek de len, huggy bwisten a denia beggar, reni cre laurus nulliu, as reni rai de valia, as drissori de cholestan lias voirek, a ni vigiri huish. A Scottish band, Malinky, are led by the voice of Fiona Hunter in a song about Tarvis Parish.
Am samwe, dar zai lang roth a tahi mangi te the five ones and the morning. A kamalun a te the ride, a paid off horses for the drive. How come on the dies at five and cave fun in the morning? Uto is bed, he sprang to his feet. Cries, lush boys, rise for its morning. To cave fan, he set me tea, which I began recanally. Took a look for the weddy and the five lands in the morning.
Tarvis is a small village in Aberdeenshire, and there it was described, at least some of the goings-on one Sunday morning were described in music by the group Malinky, with the lead vocal by Fiona Hunter singing of Tarvis Parish. Chaws haist jach on, as we grey, fast am I, hutch mir the air as a beel chalirach. Esh, renni corcunta jay ulyu ver hachar jis a chael. As ek dach fogel lori, hutch mir an air a mach as a beel, the rawad the lear, skelt mach ulyu magita chamer. Gichachar er a vorn as a chor vian ac dili a lias hiwr, as ish cao ergyd ma gyd san ach sio. Ach sa chriac, vi e dolach ar cwnta jay, as vi giri gols jach nys sa cheil da chor lesu an talun. Ach dor dŵr ta voer, ha neim a nyn veg vien, te ro fŵr as bi uriogit gabes. Ach a deg i yon si ar bi, as fiera ren a voir lai rosh, huri cwt fyni stoma, de chor mwy, as hwgi gi aran a zim as byrin yn dy i ar y red. Hai a nyn stiach sy chael, as hiwli dy girach as y tai beg. Ren a tri denia beg a cicl mach rish, a chydwg i banach ar bi orw. At the time that William Gell was writing his poem, the bell tower of Kirkandrews was standing at its full height. The foundation stone for the tower, to the side of the church rather than being a component of the part of the church, had been laid on the 30th of May 1867 by Mrs. Frances Hall, the widow of the venerable Cecil Hall, who'd been archdeacon from 1839 to 1844. When the tower was completed in March 1869, it stood at almost 37 metres, about 120 foot, so it was a very striking feature of the northern plain, as William Gell mentions. In 1941, with the proximity of Andrus and Jerby airfields, the Air Ministry got permission first to take down the flagpole from the top of the tower, and then the tower itself was taken down to a lower level. The top was replaced again, but it brought its height down because the middle section had been removed. It brought it down to about 60 foot, about 17 metres. The stones from that middle section were stored and numbered with the intention of rebuilding the tower some time later, but it never materialised, and later on the stones themselves disappeared somewhere. About halfway along Brittany's northern coast is the city of Saint-Brieuc, named after a Welsh monk who brought Christianity to the area. And it's from Saint-Brieuc where the singer Brieg Guerveno is from, and here he has a secret to tell, un secret. Thank you. The Secret, A Secret, a song in Breton written and sung by Brieg Greveno. I don't know whether he takes his name, Brieg, from Saint Brieg, the name of the city there on Brittany's northern coast where he's from. Perhaps he does. The basis of the church that we see at Kirkandrus now, the Kirkandrus as we know it, was built in 1802 with stone from Sulby Glen. But between 1867 and 1869, as well as building that separate bell tower up to its full 120-foot height, the height of the church walls was also raised, and that can still be seen in the stonework there. And now from Kirkandrus, again we saw, encountering by the western shore, the cawing rooks of Ballymore. Here Jerby stands, a beacon tower on heights succumbing to the scour of grim old ocean's mighty power. In writing about Kirkmackle, William Gell showed that he's a fan of Hall Caine's novels. I wonder if he's mentioning Ballymore here because Hall Caine made that the home of Victor Stoll in The Master of Man. Victor Stoll was the son of a Deemster, and he went on to become a Deemster himself. I won't give the story away in case you want to read it. It's quite lively, full of incident. It was written in 1921, a late Manx novel by Hall Caine. In fact, by that time, his wife Mary Alice felt he shouldn't still be writing about the island. I'm not quite sure why she felt that, but anyway, she felt he shouldn't be writing about that, and she felt he ought to be setting another one in the Eternal City of Rome again. That was her feeling anyway, but he'd made 1921 the year of The Master of Man. Gin Gian McGeet na Corgail Erby Dow, Henki Trograch sa Chamer, Huggy Heen na Sai Lurish an Och, a Scawi Toyach der E an Aran as Eam as na Barina Neck. Cordon Perche Shen, Dillian a Dania Beggar, Ach Dregory, Chanel de Lur on Erbahon Heen, Crenach Fodum Cora Shulveg Jay. Nish trebi gint lesh an ee, ek dourtad. Sio scabe, imi mach is scabe ulyu de glen ag doris na coolia. Oh, imi shu as gint shu eirn an son hiin dregeri, chen el mish de chalion tai. Ach tre honnig ee na rawad son cor begji, hai mach as an doris. Erno, okay, well, shu, hai mach as an doris. Esh, ndwrt na tri deinia began na maast oxen. Cyrrad fysmad dy yno rei, ernod y fel eich o'n iawn gynnal, as ta cri chol gys ei dolach ec, as mŵrach y dy chwlio nid y dy chwlio feach. Dwrt yn chyd higgy de veine skreine dach lei. The band Finadri and Carafusi. Carafusi, the wedding reel, was popularised by Manx National Songs, and W.H. Gill wrote a set of words for it, the Manx wedding. There are other songs called Carafusi in Manx as well, but Gill placed that particular one amongst the dance tunes in his Manx National Music, which was published a couple of years later. Shane the Fear, Stasiun the Nasiun, Radio Banim, Shay Claire Nagel to the Clash and Cartnish, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Dort a naer, dach hir ti lord, ne beef lima mach as a bee like dach vogel. Dort an tras jow, ne ish gethin best try. Van nien jin chow mui son suan toluan, ach eran on a duri beg, hai de valia de poochach. As chalias doshalia beel de inchden voirek na henkuri sacheel, ren beef lima mach as a beel ek dach vogel, drau fear ek de chulifech henk vagas gi. Henk alias voir de vein na smoo courage nai in nien a dunya, as an elid ek bishach a lair lay. As van ons mullionek, an ach de yinu skelje enjach gi. Mersofa yera gawi curra, huggia er an isle, as renny scald a pert de snai on. Trevi urlu, renny croche herish gielen an yin voch, as huggi gi tai, as e veori golgus an yaw in riojit, as de vrisha tolls a rio, as unshen vi de strulla a snai. Huggy bailus, as high as renny gyara tolls a rio. At the foot of the mountains on the northern plain, writes Gell, a district here called Mallow Loch was once, they say, Lake Myersco, now oft with rain a miry slough. Well, I don't know how this is for a rhyme, or how the words together chime, but please to make it do this time. Well, he's having a bit of fun here, perhaps even poking fun at himself and his own efforts in producing the I-rhymes he uses. In J.J. Neen's 1925 The Place Names of the Isle of Man, he mentions Loch Mallow. Apparently, he says, from Irish Mach Loch, Lake of the Plain, and Loch added later when the original meaning had been forgotten. The construction of this name and Dubh Loch show that they belong to the pre-Norse period, the specific word being placed first and the generic last, as in modern Irish these would be. Loch Dhu and Loch an Vai. The lake has now disappeared, but the name is still preserved in Loch Mallow Road and Bridge. Well, he also advises that looking at an entry for Hesca na Apes, which, of course, that shall be done. Cornish singer-songwriter Richard Trethewey sings about the old gardener. And, in fact, the song is about an attempt to rob this old gardener of the funds that he was saving to pay for a Methodist chapel.
I'll sing to you a story of a chapel and its name, and of William the gardener, a man of holy fame, a man of granite heart from a cottage on the moor, to work the land he came, but a Cornish hero he remained. And the local people preach the gospel of the Lord. A humble barn the more would do, they're bursting at the seams. They must build themselves a home, a chapel built of living stone. Three learned squires from Oxford, not Methodist in heart, rob old William of his funds, they set out in the dark. Disguised in face and clothing, gentle robbers of the night. They sought his money, not his life, but the gardener he would find. Upright in bed, old William sat, red cap upon his head. One more step towards me, come, and then we'll all be dead. Candle, flint and steel, black powder piled high. The Lord is my defence, no fear lay in his eye. Repent, you miserable sinners, repent and you'll be saved. Or you'll soon be in another world, a world beyond the grave. Your money on the table, and now with cheerful voice, on earth we all do dwell, so before him you'll rejoice. Scrambled through the thickets and through the thorny tree, but like a moth into the flame they came back on their knees to hear old William's sermon of how they ought to flee. Black powder there was none, just a pile of black leek seed. So that's the tale of William and how the chapel got its name. Saw leek seed on the table, their money they did pay, enough to build a beacon for sailors to be saved. A man of holy fame, the old gardener was his name.
The Old Gardener, written and performed by Cornish singer Richard Trethewey, all about William Stephen, a gardener who led Methodist services in a barn prior to the building of what people then called the Leekseed Methodist Chapel, after the unusual method that William Stephen took to ward off would-be robbers. Well, still with J.J. Neen's place names, Heskena Apes, Abilan Boundary, about 1376, Chronicle of the Kings of Man and the Isles, Irish, Uscian and Afir, the Abbot's Water. This name, he says, was apparently an alternative designation for Mala Loch, or Loch Mala, a large lake within the Abiland boundaries. In 1257, Magnus, son of Olav, granted the following lands to the Bishop of Man and the Isles, St. Patrick's Isle, Kilchrist, and half of the fishery in Myerscough. This charter is confirmed by Lord Thomas, Earl of Derby, Lord of Man and the Isles, in 1505. In 1703, we find that Mrs. Margaret Christian of the Nunnery held Loch Mallow, showing that even at that time it was regarded as abbey property. From all this, it would appear that the fishing rights in Mallow Loch belonged to the abbot, and the fishing rights in Dovloch, now Dolloch, within the bishop's domains belonged to the bishop. Well, elsewhere there's a reference to fishing for perch, so coarse fish were here in the island. Chauds we genu shen henk sha couch stormer, on van ri na hai. Henk couch gestap has doot an ri. Ma ven eg quoi us, as creit how the yunuan shen. Dreger ish, shen yin vach mish as tammy strull a snai. Esh deni ri, erish er a son. As an o the vaki drawi fir eilen dorte, bailt gul merem. Oh, salium lesh mcledden hri, dregerish, as we genacht an fi banra de by astred a vera as a hiera. Esh gawi kesmad sus as stiach sa chouch, as hai rum bi merish a ri. As tre renka de chash de lega, van banish ern feilich a lesh stormid moor, moren na denia bega sa chil an yunu fashness. Eg geran a blina of a mac egan ven rain, as eran odra wel yasvor a chlashen jen eich vai fi burek, henki merish a ninek as a chastjil, mor de bechi inrach and a corkirt, eran ri as a ven rain. Once again, here are the five voices of the band Rune, led by Brona McVitie, and a well-known song in Irish, Casa an Tugain, twisting this again, the rope which is made from straw, twisted tightly together.
Ari na var kadu ka san sundu ye sho me iskramo kalin ja za yo animo hu him bagin gor ka sus chak me chak me mor shak iskra ye mogrir skor chan na van na mak me ka san tu ganin fe Ma vien tu lombi lomba storin mo qui. Ma vien tu lombi lomba scover and teal. Ma vien tu lombi lomba hola de qui. Se mo longo fan na clonke doni humani. Tamochan salil ebri enes ni le crinac te. Ni vai an abriar an abrahra pes a donskia le. Es taim et oriel eblian scan falag amortin. Iskir yalle fiamme aliecum o gahonin ye. Ma vien tu lombi lomba storin mochri. Ma vien tu lombi lomba scover a til. Ma vien tu lombi lomba corla deit cri. Scemo longo fanna clonche doni humani. Do crochen dorschen horen siel on sichri.
is to Jan in Oberhorker Allen Wien Re. Du Hurchen Grufanach is Murich Juldri Were. Is na ne aluban le farnan in hushin in. Ma vien tu lam gli lam bastor in mochri. Ma vien tu lam gli lam aus coere tiu. Ma vien tu lam gli lam ga horla del cri. Shemo longo fonna clom je doni humani.
The quintet Rune with the song Casa Antugain, a person would take the core, the twister, and ends of straw attached to it, then the person would move slowly backwards, turning the core. That would twist the rope, whilst there'd be someone sat at the stack of straw to feed in the straw to keep it consistent. Slow and boring work, particularly for the person with the core. Leather out tref yn rhi yng Nghymach, as trener out pech yr bycion ffenish, Ren y drochfen, goel y fen rein llorys y chion, ys ren y nina goel y llorys na boenan, ys ren y tarni mach as y liabi, ys chiaw y di mach as y nwnyg, ys diach o'n struan fy rai ffoi. Now must we to the eastward hurry, by the old-time fort of Ballacurry, so well-preserved, through ages worry, relic of Manin's warlike pomp, By bog secured from time's great romp, there's merit even in a swamp. Well, he makes it sound ancient, but in fact it was built in the 1650s or 60s, so not quite 400 years old, and it was never finished and never used in anger, but it's still an impressive sight there at Ballacurry. Ah, Shene Shachir Chaw. Coming up in the next 2 hours, from 7 to 9, Chris Pearson presents the best in chill-out music for your Sunday evening. And then at 9, Judith Leigh will be here to take you through into Monday morning with the programme Sundown. Claire Nagale closes with Welsh duo Olion Byw, Lucy Rivers on fiddle and Dan Lawrence on guitar, joined here on percussion by Mark O'Connor. Ach, the jarum or famigre, shene as my sort and treyerjit. And so, until the next time then, this is Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a creort, as Dutz my year and share.